Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly avert to bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Welcome, welcome. What's up, everybody? This is your boy, Master Teacher 33. Welcome, everybody, to today's show. Wow, I've got a powerful show today. As you know, my brothers and my sisters, I know your time is valuable. I respect you. I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, man, I feel like I'm shot out of a cannon. Your boy's back on top. Oh, man, y'all better watch out now. The enemy took his best shot. It didn't work. I'm still standing, my brothers. I'm still standing, my sisters. For today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to pop off, start off a series. Are you suffering from the psychological? Let me rephrase that. Are you suffering from the physical and the psychological effects of worldliness? My brothers, my sisters, we are in this world, but we are not of this world. Thus, the problem. We are in this world, but we are not of this world. That's a problem. Can I get an amen? You see, my brothers and sisters, for some reason or another, we were born into a system. This system, my brothers and sisters, is very, very, very dangerous because we think we are part of the system. When the Helios Biblios tells us, specifically, and it's written in our heart, more importantly. So I don't go by what the Bible says. I go by what my heart feels. because God has written his laws not on tablets of stone any longer, but he's written them. He's not written them on ink and paper or tablets of stone. He's written them on the hearts and the minds. So you have to put it in your head so that way you can feel it in your heart, so that way you can manifest it in your hand. That's overstand. You see, my brothers and sisters, we've been lied to. So now, since we brought the lie, we're suffering from the lie. We be lied. You ever look at the word believe? They tell you, hey, brother, come on, brother, believe in God, brother. Well, they tell you that. Look at the word believe. It's just be a lie. Be lie. Now, I don't know about you. The word believe means to accept something as true, whether it is or not. The word believe means to hold an opinion. The word believe means to think. The word believe means to imagine. The word believe means to assume. The word believe means to conjure. The word believe means to summarize. The word believe means to conclude. The word believe to deduce. The word believe, my brother, the word believe, my sister, means to be given to. Understanding. The word understanding means that you go under something and you stand there. Let me make sure you overstand. You see, the word understand, I'm not trying to go under nothing and hang out. I'm going to go over it and pimp the game. So we are suffering from the physical and the psychological effects of worldliness. Now, we got some terms and definitions to break down. This is like part one. We probably do this in 7 parts. Because this is going to be a cookie blower. I was going to do this pay-per-view, you know, the usual stuff. But I know everybody's pinching pennies right now, holidays coming up, all of that good stuff. And, you know, this is my gift because, you know, right now I'm sitting on top of the world. Now, what happened? Nothing. People say, like, sometimes I wish that other people was, like, you know, bipolar. Man, then I was like, man, y'all would actually feel what I feel. But if you're not bipolar, you don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Because, see, I used to think bipolar was a disease. That's what they told me. Didn't they tell you that? I used to think, you know, arrested development disorder, schizophrenia, you know, what's another one? All of these mental illnesses, they told us to be lie, to be a lie. The word believe means that you're a freaking lie because you ain't got no facts. You just got a belief system. I believe, brother. I believe in God. Really? I don't. I know God. I don't believe in him. I know him. Her, it, she. Whatever. What is the point? The point is there are some physical effects right now manifesting in your body as we speak. Man, after this series, y'all will never look at yourself the same. You're going to change your stinking thinking. Because now you're no longer going to be a lie. You're no longer going to believe. Now you're going to oscillate and vibrate because you can see the physical effects in your body of having and living in worldliness. Now, the Bible tells us, man, friendship with this world. So, friendship means friend, that's ownership. Y'all going out into Never Never Land. So, turn it around. It means a ship, friend. So, a friendship with this world, that means if you get on a ship, which is maritime law, which is again, vessels, which is water, and you're made up of water. So I'm in a ship, and I'm going to sail off into the emotions that leads to a state of being that results to attachment. Let me say that again. Friendship, my anointed brother. Friendship, my educated sister, means that you are going to get in a vessel. Now, the word ship is a cookie blowers. These are cookie blowers right here, brothers and sisters. I don't know about y'all, but I'm sitting on top of the world right now. I want y'all to come up hither. See, y'all hanging down there with them peasants. Y'all better come on up. See, a ship is a large bullion. It's bullion. See, a ship is bullion. Now, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, nor am I the brightest bulb in the pack, but I overstand terms. See, the word shipping and the word ship is a concept that simply means that there is one way that we are going to forego, meaning that I am going to travel a specific way. We are talking about friendship with this world makes you an enemy or creates enmity with God. So we've got to figure out, so we are in this world, how do I not be of this world and suffer from the physical and the psychological effects of this world? Now, the physical effects of this world are manifested in your body. You know, it's what we call dis-ease. Now, all dis-ease is a result of friendship with the world. Now, there's a plethora of them. So we're just going to look at the chemical, which we're talking about before, which is estrogen or testosterone, which is cortisol, which is glutamate, which is adrenaline, which is lactic acid, which is the frequency of fear. We are going to talk about how does the worldliness affect your body. Well, number one, it makes you age. You old. People look at me and they say, dog, you don't look like you're almost 60, man. Like really, dude? And, you know, but why? You know, the number one thing that causes age? Stress. So since I don't, now what is worldliness? Fear, doubt, and unbelief. Now we're going to break it down. What is the psychological and the physical effects of fear, doubt, and unbelief? Because the opposite of worldliness is faith, hope, and love. So either you're operating in faith, hope, and love, or you're operating fear, doubt, and unbelief. Now, fear, doubt, and unbelief does something to your body. Now, I've already done many shows on the frequency of fear. I can send you the tape if you like. You just go to Google, type in frequency of fear, and it pulls it up. So now the amygdala and the hypothalamus is activated whenever you are in a state of fear. It's called the fear response, and it produces a chemical in the body. And it results in neurotransmitters. Now, we're talking about the physical effects. And then we're going to get into the kinetic, the potential, the thermal, the electrical, the chemical, the nuclear, and the etheric or the plasma effects on your body. That's the result of being in a ship. That makes you a friend of this world. So we're talking about the first word, which is a ship. And we know that the ship is an ocean-going vessel. That means it's travel over the waves. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. See, you got to be in a ship, brother, because the waves determine the particles. The particles don't determine the waves. So everything that happens is on a wave, brother. You're in a ship. That's why we use maritime law. That's why everything that is done, when you go to a court, they have a maritime flag. Now, my good brother Maxwell Jordan breaks down maritime law, sea law, and everything is merchant marines. Everything is done with a vessel that does or docks on a ship that gives birth, and they take the carbon, they take the carbon off the dock, the female's vagina, when it gives birth, B-E-R-T-H, you are the carbon that comes out of the dock, and there is a dock tour that delivers the cargo. I don't know if you understand, but this is another 34 another time. But let me make sure that at least you understand the basics, and the basics, my sisters, because this is affecting you immensely. A ship is an ocean-going vessel. A ship is a water vessel. A ship is a vessel that carries passengers over the water. A ship is a vessel that carries. A ship allows you to engage in service on over the seas. So, remember in the book of Revelation, it says that out of the sea, they saw this beast arising out of the sea. Yeah. Who is that beast, brother? Who is that beast? Go look in the mirror. I'm just saying. Now we're talking about, now how does it affect? See, knowledge is great, but knowledge don't mean shiznit if you don't apply it. I know a lot of smart people that's homeless. I used to work with this dude that has 3 master's degrees. 3, and we was throwing newspapers at 4:30 in the morning. He has 3 master's degrees, and he's throwing newspapers with me. This is my 3rd job. 3. He can't get a job. Come on, man. Friendship with this world. So first thing, there is a vessel that is propelled to navigate the water. Now, we are in water. You are made up of water. God is water. Everything is water, H2O. That's the genetic code of God. Hydrogen or hydrogen. Hydro. That's why hydro and hydro. Let me make sure you said. What is hydra and hydro? Hydra is a water serpent for the testimonies of your people. I don't know if y'all understand. I'm trying to help y'all pimp the game. If you can wrap your brain around this, your life will never be the same. I say this on all of these shows, and unfortunately, people don't get it. People don't get it, man. I wish. It's like I've been down the road already. I already ran off the cliff. And I'm telling you, if you go down this road, you're going to go off the cliff. And everybody told me, just like me, I remember when I was playing football in high school, and my oldest brother said, man, enjoy this time. You will never get it back. I'm like, dude, I'm going to play football for the rest of my life. The next game, I blew out my knee. My knee has never been the same since. Man, your days on this earth are numbered. What the are you doing wasting time? It ain't guaranteed to you. The serpent is after you, homie. So you either got hydro or you either got hydro. Which one you got? Which one you got? I'm going to put all my money on hydro because that's what I got. So I have to exchange hydro, the water serpent slain by Hercules, my brother. He is the genitalia. This is all Sanskrit magic, a.k.a. sex magic. It is, again, hydra means multiple evils. What is the world, my brother? What is the world, my sister? The Bible says, which we're going to break down, that the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, and the cares of this world. Let's break down the three-headed snake. The lust of the flesh, the pride of life, the cares of this world. Lust, pride, and care. Which one? I got care. I love everybody. I want to help everybody. You know what? I want to, you know, oh, man, I'm just a kind, giving, and come on, man. Will somebody please slap me upside the head with a 2x4? I keep falling for the same trick that the water serpent keeps presenting. The water serpent, my brother, the water serpent is Hydra, H-Y-D-R-A. But God? Yeah, the big G. Let's break down the big G. That's the little G. He's the God of this world. Hydra. That's what everybody got. Everybody got Hydra. How many people got Hydro? Yeah. Hydro genes or Hydra genes. So you got the genes of the serpent or you got the genes of God. Now, again, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed. Nor am I the brightest bulb in the pack. But hydrogen is, again, it's the number one chemical on the periodic table. Now, let me make sure you understand what I just said. Now, what is the number one chemical on the periodic table? Which I just, again, now if you go to Google, I would like for everybody to do that. Click on images, type in, you know, periodic table. And when you look at the periodic table, you see this H. And the H, again, is hydrogens or hydrogen. Now, hydrogen is the only chemical that exists. I'm pausing. It's not that I don't have nothing to say. Y'all know I can talk all day. But let me make sure you understand. Hydrogen is the only chemical that exists. All other chemicals are the manipulation by the hydra of the hydro. So we are living in a world that really is a manipulation. It is an illusion of a real world. So the cosmogrator saw what was going on in the real world, came down and created an illusion. So now we think the illusion is the real world, and the real world is an illusion. So I'm living to get my rocks off. I'm living for the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, and the cares of this world. Are you not living for those things? Are you not living for life, living in the pursuit of happiness? Go on Facebook, see everybody posting their pictures, and what they posting pictures of, living their dream. Anybody? You know anybody that's not living your dream? Now, the Bible says that no greater love than a man has to lay down his life for his brother. Now, you think that's physical? Anybody think that's physical? Father, touch the minds of your people. Man, I don't know. I don't know what happened to me today. I went to sleep, broke, busted, disgusted, and I woke up, and I don't know. It's like, I don't know, maybe an angel visited me in my sleep. But something happened from last night to this morning. I can't tell you what happened. I went to bed at about 10, you know, worked out my little 10-hour shift, got off work. And I'm getting ready to sell 10 deer, I don't know, the thought just came in my head, 10 deer canoe reports for the next 30 days. So if anybody that assists me with these 10 deer canoe reports, again, let's see, what we're going to do? Let's do 50-50. So anybody that refers somebody who buys a deer canoe report, I'll give you $150. The cost of the report is $300. See, brothers and sisters, I shook off my grave clothes. I can't explain it. But only thing I can do is just tell you how I feel. And I can explain to you the reasons why I feel this way, because I refuse to operate in the psychological effects of slavery, which is worldliness. So this world is a prison. And the only way that you're going to understand this prison is to understand how it works. Now, we are talking about the ship that is on the ocean that makes you a friend. Now, this ship, again, is taking you away from hydrogen or hydro. Now, the devil, if you want to use that term, hides in the details. Now, this is what I'm going to do. Now, I'm going to ask you what you're going to do. So for me, I'm going to take all my energy and put it into something positive. What is it positive? I want to do something for people. I know that my deer canoe reports is worth way more than $300. Now, some people don't see the value because they don't understand it. There's a lot of you who got your deer canoe report and you don't understand it. Because if you did understand it, then you would feel the way I feel right now. The deer canoe report is the activation of the hydro. Now, the word hydro, again, is H-Y-D-R-O. So hydro means water. So hydra is the manipulation of water. So the hydroplane, you know, or hydrogen. So hydrogen, again, is two words. It's hydro and gen, or genes. So it's the hydrogen. So hydrogen is the genes of water. You are made up of water. You're made in the image and likeness of the big G. So hydrogen has to be manipulated, and the way that you manipulate hydrogen is with friendship with this world. Because the world draws hydrogen. Everything in this world dehydrates the body. Do you know the more you think, the more your brain heats up, the more water? The more you eat, water. Breathe, water. Exercise, water. Medication, water. Everything pulls water out of your system. Let me say that again. Everything pulls water out of your system. Let me say that again. Everything pulls water out of your system. Hydrogen is the word-forming element. Oh, man. Heavenly Father, test the minds of your people. Hydrogen, I'm reading this from dictionary.com. Hydro is word-forming. Let me say it again. Hydro is word-forming. That's why you have hydroelectric, hydrochloride, you have hydrogen, you have hydroplane. Hydro simply means to form water. You are a water being, so I'm going to form you. Hydrogenes is the genes that form water. I don't know if you understand. Let me say it again. Hydrogen, turn it around, is gene hydro. So its genes represents the genesis. It's the genesis. Because in the beginning, the Spirit of God hovered over the deep. He spoke into the waters. He spoke into the deep, and he said, so hydro means I want to form you. How do I form you? Brothers and sisters, hydra created a system that forms water. That's what you are. You are water poured into carbon. Hydra created carbon. Carbon doesn't exist. It only exists on Earth. Carbon doesn't exist in the celestial realm. Carbon, my brother, carbon, my sister, doesn't exist. Carbon only exists in the celestial realm. Because what is carbon? What is carbohydrates? It's a chemical. It's an elemental. It's an element. It's an organic compound that is a combination of, when it's combined with something, it creates a person. The Bible says in Matthew 23, woe unto you scribes and Pharisees. Now, we're coming to the end of this, this little half-hour session, man, but I need you guys to grasp this. Because it says, woe unto you scribes and Pharisees, because they use graphite. They use something that turns a celestial being into a particle being. They take something from the wave state and they turn it to the particle state. How do you do that? With words. So I'm going to pull something from the invisible realm and I'm going to manifest it in the visible realm. How do you do that? The cares of this world. So the cares of this world create particle physics. The way that the world works, my brothers and sisters, is based upon math, music, and language. That's how you bring stuff from the hazy state, spirit realm, into the particle state, worldly realm. Well, friendship with particles makes you an enemy of God. And everybody's into particle physics and particle consciousness. I'm into wave physics. I'm into quantum physics. I'm into love physics, because why? It's not a particle. Because God is not a particle. The Bible says God is spirit. A spirit is a wave, it's a frequency, it's a vibration. So there is the snake, there is Hydra that has created a system. It's called Language. Who is Language? Now, brothers and sisters, carbon dioxide is emitted into the atmosphere from what? When you breathe in oxygen, carbon dioxide comes out. You see, brothers and sisters, carbs is what we take into our body to fuel our dirt suit. See, the carbon isotope, but there's many types of carbon. What is the atomic number of carbon? I'm just kind of putting it out there. I think it goes something like this. Six. So I don't know if you understand. Friendship with this carbon. Because carbon is amorphous. Let me get the correct spelling on this. Y'all know I'm not that. Let me break this down for you real quickly. So that way you can understand. But this is a cookie blower, my brothers and sisters. Now, remember, we're talking about friendship with this world. That's all we're talking about. Friendship with this world creates something physical and something psychological, but nothing spiritual.
Amorphous.
Let me get that word for you again so that way you can understand, and we'll close with this.
Amorphous. Amorphous.
Amorphous.
Amorphous. Amorphous.
Notice the word morphous or morpheus in there. Amorphous. The word amorphous, brothers and sisters, is a very interesting word because it's a word that we don't really hear too much. It means lacking definite shape or formless. So amorphous, again, means shapeless. It's come from a Greek word, means without form. It means morph. Now, metamorpho is a good one. Metamorphosis is a bad one. Python and Pytho. Python is a bad one. Pytho is a good one. Morpheme and morpheme. Morpheme is a good one. Morpheme is a bad one. Mothum is a good one. Notice how close these words are. The counterfeit conversion looks exactly like the original. When I was a cop, one of the biggest problems that we had was counterfeit money. And the way that we understood the counterfeit dollars was that we studied the original dollar. We became friends with the original dollar. We didn't hang out with the counterfeit dollar. We looked at it, we know that it existed, but we did not study the counterfeit dollar. We studied the original dollar. The way that I was able to identify a counterfeit dollar bill was because I understood how the original dollar bill looked. So the way that we understand the physical and the psychological effects of worldliness is for us to study and to understand the physical and psychological effects of spiritualness and spirituality, which we just did when we did the series on being God. So we know that if we are being God, we can't be the world. But many people don't know that they are being the world. Now, I didn't know I was in the world because I thought I was a licensed and ordained minister. I had my certification. I was preaching. I was laying hands on people. I was getting results. I was casting out devils and demons. But, you know, bigger demons cast out lesser demons. Let me say that again. Don't tell nobody I told y'all this is how they work. They put a big demon behind the pulpit, and he casts out little demons that's in the audience. That's how the shizness work. But don't tell nobody I told you. It's a secret. See, demons, they just cast out other demons. A bigger, a higher-ranking demon comes in, and he overrides a lower-ranking demon. And you can always tell because they all have this one thing. Don't believe me, go to church and ask, watch the Reverend Dr. Bishop. See if he's not, if he's not a control freak. Triple dare you, go to any church on the globe and go to the Reverend Dr. Bishop and say, I got an opinion or I have an idea. And just watch his response. All of them, I used to be one of them, we are all control freaks. Because the only way you can be one and then be in that pastor position, again, what is a pastor? Now, I'm not saying anything negative against them because it's just a title. But it's a term of endearment. There are certain terms that disconnect the frontal lobe. Another one of those words is doctor. Another word is reverend. Another word is master. Now, these are words that are called terms of endearment. They have a psychologically proven that they disconnect your reason and logic and allow someone to go directly into your subconscious brain. So every word after you hear the word, it's like putting you in a trance. So if I want to put you in a trance, I speak these words. Now, there are certain words like abracadabra. And those words, now you don't know because you don't feel nothing, right? I just said it. You feel anything different? Yeah, but something happened to you psychologically. Now, you don't know it, so that's the purpose of the show. The purpose of the show is that there are certain terms that once the eardrum hears them, because what's in the ear, brother? What's in the ear? Go to Google, type in the inner ear. What's in it? Water. So the serpent, who is lame, goo, age, he wants to morph you. He wants to take you, because you are without form. You are slavers. You are spirit. You are metamorpho, or metamorpho, which is a Greek word. That means spirit. God is spirit. Those that worship him must worship him in spirit. But the enemy wants to take that, and he wants to deform it. He wants to particleize it. He wants to get you into particle physics instead of wave physics. He wants you to major in the minors. That's his job. So your job is to be on your job is to get on your job. So we spent 30, 40 minutes talking about one word ship. Tomorrow we break down friends. Now again, this is we probably do 7, maybe 10 parts, so I'm gonna take it slow. We're gonna break it down with this didactic discourse. This one is free. All you gotta do is tune in. The only thing it's gonna cost you is your time. And that's very, very valuable. And I'm not gonna waste it. So there is a vessel that takes you and into a relationship. It makes you a comrade. It brings you into an intimate association. But the way that it brings you into this intimate association with the world is through this word called fiend, where we get the word friend. So it means free. And this word F-I-E-N-D, our triple dare you to look it up. Let me tell you what it means. This is where we get the word friend. Now, the Bible says friendship, not just friend. You have to travel over the water and do this. This word right here.
Fiend. 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 Fiend.
F-I-E-N-D. You know what fiend means, brother? You know what fiend means? It means Satan, the devil, any evil spirit, demon, diabolical, wicked. Hold up. I thought that it's like the word blessed. When somebody says, hey, bless you. You ever look up the word blessed? You know what the word blessed means? Somebody say bless you, you say, oh, no, thank you, brother. That's what you should be saying, but do we say that? No. Because nobody told us the terms. We just regurgitate because somebody else said bless you. The word bless you means blood. It means to consecrate blood. So now, this is not a show dealing with bless you, but this is a show to get you to understand the terms. When I say bless you, I'm talking about blood. Basically, it's like a vampirism or vampirish term. It means it has to do with the consecration of the blood. So is that a good term? Now, it means some other things as well, but the original meaning, the spirit behind the word, that's what we're looking at. So the spirit behind the word friend is fiend. The spirit behind the word fiend is the devil. I'm not making this up. So friendship means I'm going to put you in a vessel that's going to take you to the devil. So tomorrow, we go further down the rabbit trail of what are the physical effects of being a friend with this world. What are the physical and the psychological? What does it do to your brain when you put your water and allow it to be manipulated by Hydra or the devil or the serpent? And your water, you are a water-going vessel. When you get manipulated, what does it do? What effect does it have on your carbon, and what effect does the carbon have on the spirit? Because once you see this, you're going to understand why you want to be God. And you're going to draw me at the top. You got to come up to the top, man. The view is great up here, man. I'm telling y'all, the view is great up here. The air is clean. Man, there's no stress. There's no worries. There's no doubt. There's no anger. Ain't nobody up here. Everybody down there scrappling over the crumbs at the bottom. Come on up to the top, brother. Come on up to the top. Hang out with the eagles. See, the eagles, we don't fly through the storm. We fly above the storm. Come on, somebody. My brother, my sister, this your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, he will guide you in all truth because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. We're going to flip over here in about, grab some water, about 30 minutes at 6:30. We got the Clarinomics meeting. We moved it back 30 minutes so we can do these shows today. So I'll see everybody in about 30 minutes. And I think I'll send out the link. If not, I will make sure I send it out to you guys in about 15 minutes. God bless.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene. Damn. Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now. Remedy. That's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein. Yeah. I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Damn. Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans. Damn. Divide us like we fractured. So we won't reclaim our past again. God, so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again. Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel. can't you see it? You just laughed at them. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah. I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military.